Conservative journalist Cam Higby dropped a post on X saying, if you're arguing that flock cameras violate the 14th Amendment or the 4th Amendment, which is probably what he meant, then you're supporting the Stop Nick Shirley Act. Both, he claims, hinge on the same idea that you have no reasonable expectation of privacy in public spaces. And I'm not one to pick fights with other conservative journalists or other conservative content creators. And I follow Cam Higby. I like his posts. He does really good stuff out there and been following him for quite some time. But he's wrong on this one. And the people rushing to defend Flock or minimize the concerns are pushing back on the wrong target. Flock isn't the same as a cop writing down one license plate on a public road. It's certainly not the same as a private citizen filming fraud in plain view on a sidewalk. The scale, the technology, the actor, and the power dynamics make it fundamentally different and very dangerous. Yes, in public, visible things like license plates or people walking down the street have no reasonable expectation of privacy being out in public. And that's old school law, United States versus Knotts and the plain view doctrine. A single observation by a human cop, that's fine. But the Supreme Court in Carpenter versus United States recognized that technology changes everything. When the government or its contractors, in this case with Flock, can aggregate massive amounts of data into a comprehensive picture of all of your movements like a mosaic, it crosses into Fourth Amendment territory. Higby also kind of mocks people with cell phones, saying that, well, you know, cell phones are tracking you too. But historical cell site location data requires a warrant because it reveals intimate details of life, even though each individual ping happens in public. Flock does the same thing, but with license plates, but no warrant. You don't need a warrant to search all this. You do on the phone records. Thousands of cameras on poles and streetlights automatically logging plates, times, locations across all these networks. Data stored in the cloud, searchable historically, and searchable by a lot of different people. Not one cop watching one car. A persistent, automated surveillance net on the driving public. Courts are split on this, but the concerns are real, especially as networks grow denser and features like AI tracking advance. Cam's analogy tries to tie opposing Flock to supporting the Nick Shirley Act, California's AB 2624, nicknamed that because it would make it harder for journalists like Nick Shirley to expose fraud. Shirley did real work exposing massive taxpayer-funded childcare fraud in Minnesota. Centers were billing for millions of dollars for thousands of phantom kids that simply did not exist. And that's accountability. Sunlight on government waste. But this bill extends confidentiality protections and creates liability for posting certain personal info or images tied to immigration service providers with intent to threaten or harass. Critics rightfully worry that it chills legitimate exposure of public fraud and misconduct. But these are not the same. I mean, they're simply not. One is government power, or its private contractor, in this case with Flock, building a massive tracking system on everyone who drives public roads. The other, regarding Nick Shirley, is private citizens and journalists documenting observable facts in public to hold government and taxpayer-funded programs accountable. That's First Amendment territory. Exposing fraud isn't the same as a state logging every vehicle movement. Power matters in this case. Scale matters. Purpose matters. A lone camera filming outside a suspected fraud site is not equivalent to a networked system creating searchable movement histories of millions of different people and their vehicles. Friends, if you're looking for some cool giveaways this summer, head over to LegallyArmedAmerica.com. There are several ways to enter our contest where we are giving away Gideon Red Dots, the Rock more specifically, and a mag pack by none other than X-Tech. Every week, we will be giving something away. So every other week, you will be entered to win a Gideon Optic Rock Red Dot or an X-Tech Mag Pack. So that means a weekly giveaway. Every single week, we will pick a winner until the end of September. Go over there now, guys. LegallyArmedAmerica.com, and there's several ways to enter. And don't give me the lazy, we carry cell phones that expose us, so you're arguing the same thing. No, you choose to carry a phone. You can turn off location, you can use privacy tools, or leave it at home. Phone data is mostly held by private companies, and post-Carpenter, government access to historical location data almost always needs process, which includes a warrant. Flock is passive and involuntary. It scans every vehicle passing public infrastructure, and you have no choice, and you cannot opt out. The data lives in a government accessible, which is Flock's via the contractor, resides in their database. It tracks the car that you're in, not your personal device. It's infrastructure-level surveillance imposed by the state and its vendors. And again, no warrant would fly. You have to get a warrant to search those cell phone records. Worrying about cell phone tracking doesn't mean that you have to accept government license plate reader networks. Both can be problems. This one is the state being eyes on the roads. Here's another one that the defenders of Flock gloss over. Flock is a private company. They sell the cameras and host the data on their cloud in their own database. Law enforcement agencies are their customers. Contracts usually say the agency owns the data, but it's stored and managed by Flock, not the police departments. This creates real shielding from transparency. Public records laws and FOIA apply to government agencies. A private company holding the data adds friction to this. It adds a speed bump, a roadblock. Agencies have tried to say, go after the vendor, or claim technical limitations. Short default retention of this information, which is about 30 days, then it's auto-deleted, kills the historical requests anyway. Courts in places like Washington have ruled that the data is still public records, but it's government collected for government purposes. Agencies can't fully dodge by outsourcing, but in practice, there's delays, incomplete responses, litigation needed, and less direct accountability. So basically boils down to, if you wanted to find out who was searching what, well, if it's phone records, you can do a FOIA request and whomever, whether it's as high up as the FBI or as local as your sheriff's department or PD, that FOIA request will make them deliver that information of what they've searched or any of that info to you. When it comes to the Flock cameras, technically, Flock has the data on their own database. So these PDs and these agencies are going to act like, oh, it's not our data. I mean, you can FOIA us all you want. You can't FOIA Flock. It doesn't apply. Now, you can FOIA the department and tell them to give you the information from Flock. But again, those are, it's a different trail, it's a different track to get there. And if there's a sunlight on that information, which I don't believe that there is, they say there is, some of them delete it. I think they say they self-delete after 30 days or so to make you think that they don't have access to that 30 days worth of information after 30 days. I don't believe that. I believe it's just like the ATF keeping all these records and lying to you about it. I believe they have a massive amount, well past 30 days worth of information. They're just saying that they self-delete all this. Look, outsourcing surveillance to a private contractor lets law enforcement get powerful tools while complicating oversight, audits, and broad disclosure. Again, this is a major speed bump. That's not nothing either. It's a feature for those who want less sunlight and don't want to be exposed for using this information illegally or erroneously. Look, the people who are either defending Flock or they're calling us all paranoid because we have a problem with all these Flock cameras are missing the point. The whole it's just public plates ignores the aggregation, the retention, the searchability, the contractor layer that really messes things up, and the mission creep potential. This ain't one traffic camera. It is a massive, growing network that can feed into broader tracking, especially as it evolves with AI, facial recognition, or integration with other sensors. We've seen repeated examples of data access abuse on expansion. Detailed movement logs can be weaponized, and they are. Red flag phishing expeditions, profiling, or worse. The same institutions pushing these tools have track records, bad ones, all of overreach. Meanwhile, the Nick Shirley side, exposing the real fraud that costs taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars, gets attacked with privacy bills that protect insiders. Folks, that's backwards. Look, my position on this has been very consistent from the beginning. Limit government and contractor mass surveillance with real guardrails, which there are none. We need warrants for historical queries, short retention unless flagged for crime, mandatory audits, transparency portals that actually work, and also protect citizen journalists and whistleblowers exposing fraud and waste. There should be strong Fourth Amendment scrutiny on pervasive tracking tools, strong First Amendment protection for public documentation and accountability. We can be against these Flock networks having no guardrails and still be for a journalist like Nick Shirley. Those two things are possible at the same time. It's not either or. Kim Higby's gotcha really sounds clever on X, but it collapses when you look at who holds the power, how the tech actually works, and of course, what's at stake? Flock represents surveillance creep dressed up as public safety. Opposing its unchecked expansion isn't the same as shielding fraud from sunlight. Again, folks, I'm not trying to pick a fight with another conservative content creator. I'm just stating the obvious. You know, don't shame me or mock me because I have a problem with unchecked surveillance with no guardrails in place. And again, it's not an accident that Flock is a private company that these organizations hire to install the cameras, so they technically don't belong to the agencies, they belong to Flock. And then the data goes back to Flock's database, not the agency's database, so they can avoid FOIA requests by going, hey, not my problem, I'm accessing the data from Flock's database, and the FOIA doesn't apply to them. It applies to the agency. Friends, if you liked the video, please hit that like button. Make sure you comment down below what your thoughts are. Am I wrong on this one? Is Cam Higbee right in this case? And we should all just say, hey, you know what? Flock's not really that bad. Just let them keep doing their thing. That's not my position. I've seen the abuse by these people already, and I know it's only going to get worse. Let me know in the comments down below and make sure you are subscribed to Legally Armed America. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Don't forget, guys, if you're looking for a book to educate yourself and to educate the idiots out there who can't think for themselves regarding mass shootings, go to damnliars.net. Again, damnliars.net, and get my brand new book, Damn Liars.
I'm sorry. I thought this was America.